Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I am your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my co-host, global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Doc, great, man. And Doc, it's a good day, man. I'm ready to do this. Let's rock and roll.
Absolutely, my friend. Well, today, man, we have a dynamic topic for you, and it's three generations of civility. Talk to us about it, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Yeah, you know, man, Professor, one day I was sitting with a president of a country, and I asked a question. I said, Mr. President, what is your greatest challenge? He said, I have three generations that live in one. And he said, trying to pass policies and laws to help make three generations happy is a challenge. And you know, let's think, for example, my generation now, many people don't understand technology. So they vilify technology. Well, many people that have technology vilify the old way things were done. And this is what the president told me. He said, we have an old generation, a middle generation, and a young generation, and they all grew up in a different day. Well, let me kind of roll this out for a second. It's possible for a person to be 80 years old and live in life from 80 years ago today. Why? All their friends are the same. They lived in the same city. They had the same culture. They had this. So it's possible. It's possible to live in a bubble, but when you live in a bubble, that spells trouble when it looks at expanding the world forward. Professor, over to you.
Man. You know, as you're talking, sir, what I think about the generational differences. Any great leader is going to have this type of issue, whether you're leading an organization, a business, you know, whatever it is, institute. Think about that. How is it possible for you to lead multiple generations? You're always going to have the generational differences. People are always going to appear to have differences in several things, whether you're talking their values, their beliefs, their opinions, they're going to have differences. Now, the one thing about life is this. If you really, really want to experience life, what do you have to do? Keep living. L-I-V-I.
Come on.
ING. The ING connotes that it's something that is perpetual. But what happens is most people get stuck at a step in their life. They get stuck at a block of time in their life. They get stuck by doing the same exact thing every day, day in, day out. So they have, watch this, they have blinders on. And they can't see when change comes.
Yes.
You see, dealing with multiple generations, you're going to have to figure out how to deal with what we would call the generational gap. The generational gap is real. There's a divide when it comes to a gap. Why is there a divide? Because anywhere that you have a crack, if you don't take care of that crack can become a chasm or a canyon.
Wow.
And when we as human beings are living on this earth, we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we merely existing or will we actually live? I need you to hear what I'm saying. Pick up what I'm putting down.
Wow.
Will we actually live? Because living means that you're constantly evolving. And most people fail to do this. Learn how to do better. Most people want to stay doing the same thing all the time. That's called a mundane life. That's called having no flavor, no color, no, you're just bland. And when we look at the generational gap from this perspective, we have to ask ourselves, what do we really want? Because a real leader wants to help their people, watch this, to thrive and survive.
Mm.
A real leader wants their people to evolve. If you as a leader allow your people to stay the same, you're not leading them.
Wow.
You're not leading them. You see, wow. You can take a walk with someone and learn absolutely nothing. Or you can take a walk with someone and learn and be exposed to absolutely everything. So the question of the day really is this: what kind of leader are you? What kind of leader do you want to be? And when you look at your life, do you see the generations of difference in your life? Back to you, sir.
Wow, wow. And you know what? As you're talking, the only thing that will bridge those generational gaps is civility and understanding differences. Mm. See, a true difference maker understands that. He mm-hmm. understands that, he or she understands that we're crossing a bridge.
Yes.
And as we cross that bridge, we have to look at, let me tell you, life never goes backwards. Mm. So thinking you're going to save the day is preposterous.
Mm.
The day expands and the day always grows. You're never going to get back to what it was. I've never in my life had anything go backwards. It always progressed forward. Now, the difference is, do you have a mindset, a mentality that can understand difference? I had a gentleman tell me something. He said, Dr. Rivers, the older you get, your voice becomes less.
Mm.
The minute he said that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, only if you live in your generation. If you live in one generation, your voice will fade when the new generation comes in. But if you do it right and you begin to empower other people and you understand different isn't wrong and you open up for the next generation, your voice can live forever. Mm. It can live forever through the generations you are empowering. Over to you, Professor.
Man. Now listen, he always speaks a mouthful, folks, but I hope that you're picking up what Sir Clyde just actually put down. Who are the difference makers in your life? Who are the ones that have the generational voice that even decades after they are gone, their voice is still heard and echoed even in your life? You see, when we begin to really understand generations and generational differences and how you become effective and efficient and you help people, when you really get that, it's not sounding profound. It's not having an excruciating dissertation that you're trying to push out. It's the simple things that help people to advance forward in their life that transforms their life for the rest of their life. Some of you who are listening to the sound of our voices right now, remember your third grade teacher. And the simple thing that he or she may have said to you that has stuck with you for years. So when we think generational differences, let me share a little something with you. You have to learn to embrace it. You have to learn how to give life, give feet, legs, arms
yes.
to the voice of difference. How do you do that? By increasing your appreciation for one another.
Come on.
The difference that you bring. You see, people, no matter where you live on this planet, want to be heard. They want to feel as if they're heard. They want to feel as if they're understood. They want to feel valued. So if you want to make a difference in someone's life, you want to be a voice. not an echo, but a voice, then make people feel valued. Make people know that they are heard, and in most cases that they are understood. Even when you don't physically understand in the beginning, have an open, willing mind to hear what they are saying instead of shutting that down.
Wow.
And when you do this, you learn now how to invest your time, your energy, and your efforts.
Really good.
And by doing so, you begin to change the world. I hope that they're picking up what we're putting down.
Wow,
sir.
Wow.
Talk to me.
Because the Bible says, and again, on this show, we have a biblical worldview. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. Wait. Blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And the word of God also says, if you hate your brother, you're in darkness even now. And what happens, why did I bring that up? Because many times generations hate things in other generations. They actually begin to hate what birthed them. So what I tell people is this. You have to launch, and I look at leadership around the globe. You have to launch, you have to know when to launch what you've birthed. If you don't know when to launch what you've birthed, what you hold on to will one day turn on you. So know how to launch what you birth. And this is why three generations in one, the older generation has to know when to launch what it birthed. The next generation has to know how to launch what it birthed. And when you launch what you birth, you stay relevant. But you have to open your mind up for differences. You have to understand it's not going to look like you say. It's not going to be how you would do it. And it doesn't make it wrong. So you have to know when to launch. And when you launch something, you let it go from the launch pad. You don't hold on. When a missile is launched and they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that engine starts. And everything that was holding that missile is released. And that missile goes, or that spaceship goes to a place. Over to you, Professor.
Wow. Learn to launch what you birthed. Now, I really want to unpack that for a moment, sir, because this is going to free a lot of people. You see, as parents, what you try to do is remain the parent the entire time.
Now, man, I hope that
you pick up what I'm about to put down, folks. You see, you're forever going to be the parent. You are truly the conduit in which God used to birth the individual. But there has to come a time in your life where you move from being a parent to actually being a coach.
To actually being
a voice of reason. You see, the issue with launching what you birthed and why people have an issue with doing it is because they want control.
Wow.
You can have control and you can have growth, but you can't have both. And what happens is people don't want to launch what they birthed. They want to nurse what they birthed. They want to continuously nurse what they birthed. But even the child grows up and says, I want meat. I want food. I no longer want milk. And when we look at this from a generational perspective, yes, as a parent, I'm going to pour into you everything that I have. But at some point, you as the child are going to learn things beyond my comprehension. Yeah. And as a parent, that is exactly what you want from your children.
Yeah.
Would it be any different with an employee? Would it be any different with a business partner? Would it be any different in any other way? Whether you're talking about a marriage, whether you're talking about regular relationships, business relationships, professional relationships, You should always want to launch what you birth. So as we talk about these three generations of civility, I can't help but to go backwards to help people understand. So you had traditionalists, like we talked before, that were birthed and born in the 1925s through 1945s. But that group of individuals had to launch what they birthed, which became baby boomers.
Mm.
That was 1946 to 1964.
Mm. Come on.
It was a mindset and civility that came along with each of these stages and phases. The baby boomers then had to launch what they birthed to the Generation X. Generation X consists of 1965 to roughly about 1980. They had to also launch what they birthed and created the millennial generation.
Wow.
The millennial generation had different civility than the traditionalist, but they all came from the same line. Are you hearing and picking up what we're putting down? And then the millennials now have to launch they birthed,
wow,
which is the Generation Z, 2001 to 2020. What will become of the next generation? Are we passing down our insecurities? Or are we passing over our civility? Because that is what is going to determine the trajectory of the next 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years. So when we talk three generations of civility, let's make sure that we're handing down civility instead of incivility. Talk to me, sir.
I just wrote down, civility passes on the blessing.
Mm.
Generational blessings can only come through a generation treating another generation with kindness and respect, respecting their differences. See, one of the issues is most people build in fear.
Mm.
If you build in fear, your generation will be fearful. Fearful people want to protect.
Mm.
They want to protect and they want to correct everything that doesn't look like it. Mm. Well, you can't stop progress.
Mm.
You can't stop progress. I remember when the first cell phone came, I'm like, I don't need that stuff. I'm good. I got the home unit, you know, the kind that you could take off the jack, walk around with. I resisted it, and now I have it. So older generation, you can resist all you want. I promise you one thing. You will never impede the progress of a generation to come.
Mm.
It will move with or without you. The best thing you can do is have a voice to hear, a voice to guide. And just for sake of civility, mentors, never ever, let me give every mentor some advice. Never answer a question that the mentee hasn't asked. Only answer the questions the mentee's asking. What they're not asking is your way to control. Only as a mentor, I only answer the questions they ask me. That's how we can pass on, that's how we can make civility help a generation. They don't need your answers for everything. They need your voice for some things. And then when they have a hard thing, if you give them the right answers, they'll come back to you for the thing.
Mm.
So this is how we pass generational blessings through civility to the next generation. Over to you, Professor.
You know, as I think about civility passes on the blessing, that was so profound what you just said, because so many people are trying to impose their thoughts on the next generation. And that's not what we were called to do. You see, you can have your thoughts, but it doesn't mean that it's for everyone else. Mm. One of the things I learned years ago as God was speaking to me is I had to learn how to differentiate what was for me and what was for other people. Mm-hmm. You see, just because you had an encounter with God and he shares something with you, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that immediately you are supposed to go and share that with everyone else.
Come on, come on.
And what we find in this day and age is there are so many people who want to sound profound, who want to be in the limelight, but they're giving information that they have not yet digested. I want that to sit in for just a moment. You never want to teach something that you do not understand.
Oh.
That is extremely dangerous.
Man.
It is better for you to understand and digest something so that when you speak, you could speak with authority and understanding than to sound like you understand something and be totally incorrect. This is the difference that we're talking about when it comes to the three generations of civility.
Wow, wow.
This is so important because our lives depend and hinge upon what God says. Mm. So when God says something, make sure you comprehend it before you try to pass it on.
Wow.
Because you may end up hindering instead of helping. Back to you, sir.
Just because you grow up doesn't mean you grow up.
Woo-hoo!
You can have a 20-year experience or 20 years of experience.
Mm. Mm.
With this generational civility, if you've had a 20-year experience, it means you've experienced that same year for 20 years in a row.
Ooh-wee.
If you have 20 years of experience, you've progressed. You've opened the avenue to learn. So what I see is many times there's 20 years, there's a 20-year experience and there's 20 years of experience. So as we're going to bridge this, as we close, as we're going to bridge three generations in one, the difference of a difference maker is they understand that they need to launch what they birth and then listen. Hear this. When you launch what you birth may be your deliverer later.
Mm.
So listen to what the one that birthed, the one that you birthed, listen to what they have to say back because it may deliver you one day.
My. Listen, folks, at the end of the day, there are a lot of nuggets that have been dropped on today's show. I definitely recommend that you replay this, that you hear it again, and that you take note. And this is something that we all are doing. We all must learn how to work together. We all need each other. Everyone is important. Everyone should be valued, seen, and heard. Why? Because God doesn't make any mistakes. And what we need to understand is what is our part, what is our purpose, and how do we fulfill the mission? We've been talking about three generations of civility. Do you see three generations in your family? Do you understand how important civility is? We want to hear from you, and we want you to chime in. Let us know how this show has been a blessing to you. Until next time, hey, I'm Professor Vernet A. Joseph with my good friend, Sir Clyde Rivers, bringing you civility in action, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables every single Saturday right here on Civility 360. Well, blessings, peace, and civility to you all. 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 to you all, 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 to you all.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.